Dovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Tuesday, April 16th, 2019. Sergey Brin was born in Moscow, Russia in 1973. Immigrated with his family, age of six, to Adelphi, Maryland. His father, Michael Brin, was a professor of mathematics at University of Maryland. Imagine that. The guy says, I was fortunate to be at Stanford. I was really interested in data mining, which means analyzing large amounts of data, discovering patterns and trends. You know, what could possibly go wrong? I digress. We're on the phones. Glenn, go ahead.
Okay, but a word about gaming. Chris, I'm an American. I show up at the chess match prepared to play checkers, because that's what Americans do.
Absolutely, man. I've been saying that for years, as you no doubt know, obviously. Yeah, that's, you know.
But that's about the only thing I use Firefox for. And for Firefox is very big on these individual proprietary plugins. And every time you load Firefox, it's updating some kind of, you know, doing updates and plugins and stuff like that.
Yeah, but the Chrome store keeps getting hammered for being buggy. I mean, there's malware in the Chrome store.
Well, I have good success with Opera on both my somewhat aging Android phone and on my PC. Opera is reasonably quick. It's very configurable in terms of settings, and it has a switchable free VPN built into it.
Nice.
And
I did not know that.
Yeah, you can just click a button up at the top near the address line, and it has a VPN.
Slows it down a little bit. I wonder how the VPN is.
Well, I figure it's better than nothing. And another much overlooked browser is a free AOL Shield. AOL has a Shield of malware and VPN-ish. They advertise the protection, has a little blue shield, but AOL's been putting that out for free for a very long time.
Yeah, maybe it's worth checking out. I don't know. I put anything, any faith in anything Always Offline makes. So
doesn't Microsoft have a free browser other than the Internet Explorer, which, I mean, any Internet Explorer that isn't, like, thoroughly updated is prone to have problems,
Edge browser is the fancy
Edge,
new
that's
one.
It. Yeah, I don't know about that, but I know, like, if you're using just the Internet Explorer that came, built into your Windows, and you have, like, Windows 8 or something like that, the Internet Explorer is like you often go to sites that say it can't establish a secure connection or has this problem or that problem. So Internet Explorer is pretty much practically out of the equation, and I certainly wouldn't trust the Edge any more than I would trust Google.
Yeah.
So I make do with Opera for the most part.
And right on.
That's very well.
I mean, if it works and it's performant, then cool.
Well, I have, what's annoying about the Android situation is that you come out with Android phones and they don't operate, they don't update the operating system. So you might get one update to, with an older version. So I'm stuck with like an older Jelly Bean version or something of Android. And then, there's lots of apps that you can't install on the older Android, though I love my phone because it has a firmware keyboard slider and replaceable batteries. So I'm loath to give up my phone, but the Opera browser has plugins you know, the mini Opera browser for the phones has plugins, so I can, a YouTube plugin that works very well, though I cannot install the latest version of YouTube on my phone, the YouTube plugin within Opera on the phone works fine.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right on.
And
well,
it even lets you select which app you want to use to play the videos and stuff like that.
And, you know, so you get the best of both worlds. You can watch the videos if you want, and your steps and the, you know, the all the telemetry data and all of that other stuff are not tracked.
Well, I have no YouTube idea. Right. Who knows? Maybe they are, but I noticed, like, what's nice is a lot of times I don't really care about the video. I want to listen to the audio, and, you know, that takes up a lot of bandwidth. When I use the Xia Live browser, which I think is Google, XII Live, you know, app for audio, if I play a YouTube video, it strips the video headers, and I can just listen to the audio. So if I use the YouTube plugin within Opera, and then hit play, you know, watch video, and then if I use the Xia Live player, I can just listen to the audio, which is very nice.
Mm, right on.
Yeah. So I do that a lot with talk radio stuff, you know, YouTube stuff, recorded talk radio stuff. But anyway, yeah, so it's a jungle out there. I tell my mother, family members and friends, just assume that everything you do is surveillable or being surveilled, or at least being screened by computers, if not people, you know, and then if you really piss somebody off, then they might actually assign a person to annoy you by causing your phone calls to hang up or your things, you know. But so basically, yeah. I'm assuming there's AI screening of everything we do and say, and then if it detects something it doesn't like, then it flags it for human attention. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, and, you know, speaking of that, this is sort of a tangent, but not too much. Where is that? Yeah, last week. 4 days ago, actually, all of those stories, Time Magazine, thousands of Amazon workers listen to Alexa users' conversations. That's obviously Amazon, not Google, but it's the same, you know, for those who don't know, it's not isolated to Amazon. And this was a big story that rippled that no one, I mean, I didn't really hear a whole lot of talk about it. Boston 25 News, did you know Amazon workers can listen to your conversations with Alexa? ABC News, Amazon workers listened and transcribed commands on Alexa device. WSB Atlanta.
Yep. Picture
Amazon
large rooms with wall-to-wall carpeting, fluorescent SIM car ceiling lights, and cubicles, you know, with carpeted sides on them, you know. And then I just picture a bunch of sociopathic, my model is there's a, you know, some sort of a sociopath who basically eats a lot of junk food, when he's not at work, plays with first-person shooters and surfs internet porn. And it's just like an army of these people who sit in these cubicles and push buttons and piss people off.
Well, you know, I mean, it sounds wacky to some people, but you know, when you start diving down the earnest voice, sock puppet, astroturfing rabbit hole, it doesn't sound so far-fetched.
Do you remember the James Bond movie, GoldenEye? I think it was Pierce Brosnan was in that, you know, where they had the satellite thing and the computer expert, the arrogant male, you know, computer expert and the female computer expert.
Clicking the pen?
Yeah, clicking the pen. The guy who looked like Bill Gates and said they're clicking his pen and flipping it, and it's, I'm invincible! I'm invincible!
Right.
And then finally, at the end, he gets his when these tanks of liquid nitrogen behind him burst, and he's just like frozen, instantaneously, quiescently frozen like a popsicle. Okay, that's the kind of guy that sits in the cubicles pushing buttons to piss people off and breaking connections and screwing things up.
Yeah, indeed.
I was trying to encourage them to get a job with some socially redeeming value and become human beings, and you know, not follow the path of sociopathy, and to go out and get a job with some socially redeeming value, such as a Walmart greeter or something. At least, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
So, I have vented my spleen. That was fun.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
I'm going to get out of the way.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to get out of the way and let somebody else talk. Thank you, Chris.
You bet. Thanks. Appreciate it, as always. Much appreciated. Yeah, I want to get back to the, you know, the subject, the big one. We'll come back to that. First, let's go back to the phones and grab Jerry in Texas. Jerry, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris.
Good morning, Jerry.
Just got in. Are you doing okay?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Careful.
I mean, all things considered,
thinking,
you know. I feel like probably like most of us, I feel like I carry a lot of the weight of the world, or at least the country, on my shoulders a lot of days, for, you know, better or worse. I mean, I feel like things should be a lot different than they are.
Yeah, it's overwhelming. I live out in the country and I've got my animals, and I just shut off everything and just go out and sit amongst my goats and pigs and chickens and guineas and just chill, as the old saying goes. Firefox, is it considered a browser? I'm about the most illiterate person when it got, you know, I'm doing good to figure out what the OFFON buttons for on computers and phones, but is it Firefox or Foxfire? I can't ever remember.
Firefox?
Firefox, okay. There's a series of books at Foxfire that if you're not familiar with them, I suggest you look at them. They're really good. But
yeah,
anyway,
an interesting series.
Are you familiar with the browser and search engine Brave? Bravo, Romeo, Alpha, Victor, Echo, Brave?
I don't think so.
Okay. As I understand it, it's been around for a couple of years now, maybe three. The founder of Firefox got kicked out when he endorsed Trump and some of the so-called ultra-conservative. I don't want to get into that, but he donated a bunch of his personal money and maybe some of the their corporation organization's funds to support some of the candidates. So he they have they're no better than Google and some of the other search engines out there now. He went off and created Brave.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have downloaded, I can't get it to work. And then again, my computer literacy is wanting in several areas. But he said, to heck with it, I'm going to go off and I'm going to do my own, and I'm not going to cooperate with all these alphabet agencies, what have you, to divulge what are you searching, what are you doing.
Mm-hmm.
And also that you've got a choice of several search engines through this browser, Brave. You can use Google if you want to, or Yahoo Search, Bing, I think it is. Is it Bing? And but our DuckDuckGo is supposed to be one that don't put all your information out on your what you search and read it, so forth. But check out, if y'all not familiar with it, check out Brave. A buddy of mine, he pretty much purged everything he could on his Android phone, the Google phone, and he no longer uses Google for search. He uses Brave, and there's several different things that you can do to these phones to ensure your privacy. So
it's just a shame that we have to do that. You know, you start from a point of having to back off all of that garbage, and you know, it's
well, Chris, you have
to
no privacy. You go to Google Maps and type in your address, and go to satellite.
Well, speaking of that, you can
careful.
if you if you're signed in on different devices and you visit a place, and then you go visit a place and then you come back home, and then you pull up a Google search, you'll see, oh, you just visited that place, a little while ago, earlier today. Here's exactly what time you were there. And
we got these specials that's going to be happening now or tomorrow or next week. Be sure and visit. You have no privacy whatsoever. They know where you live. You can look at yourself on Google Maps satellite.
Yeah. The locative service of the device, it says right in the terms of the using the locative service, where if you want to ping your device, if you lost it or something, it'll locate it within about 30 feet of the device.
But anyway, check out Brave. It's interesting. It's a work in progress, one of these days, I'm 67, but one of these days, if I get smart enough, I'm going to figure out how to use Linux. Mm-hmm. And, again, that buddy of mine, he said the other day, he said, I got rid of the virus. And I said, what virus did you have? He said, Windows 10 and Microsoft.
Yeah.
exactly. And he went straight to Linux-based operating system on his new laptop. I'm done with it.
I've been threatening for a while to do a broadcast or maybe a series of broadcasts on that subject. I haven't been playing with cutting-edge browsers like Brave. I'll look into that, and we'll throw a link in today's archive. But I haven't done that for years, I confess. But I am familiar with Linux. I do prefer Linux these days, because, really ever since there are some big things. I mean, I remember Windows 7, everybody was saying, oh, it works so great and everything. But I remember talking about on the air the partnership. Microsoft was bragging, like there was the NPR story, big NPR write-up about how Microsoft was they had partnered with the NSA for security, and I just was horrified. So we talked about that on this network. And that was like 13 years ago, I think, 12 or 13 years ago. And ever since then, it's just that sort of been out in the open. But with Windows 10, now it's software. It's Windows as a service, they call it. Software as a service. So it's you're not running it on your local machine as much as it's just sort of a web-based service.
It's cloud.
And it makes sense to a certain extent to mitigate, certain sort of real-time viruses, but it creates a buggy, problematic experience where, you just never quite know what's going on. So, I mean, people have talked, I've seen guys do videos on how, like tech guys, certified, Microsoft certified guys doing videos on the fact that they were using it and they use it professionally, but they stopped using it because it would just update in the middle of the day or something. You're working on something and suddenly it just goes away. Nope, we got to do an update.
Yeah, if you're connected to any kind of internet or server, external server, I guess would be, you got to update. And I've got a little old Dell laptop with Windows 7 Professional, and I turned the updates off. I have not had an update on that thing for Dell and Microsoft in ages. I bought it used.
And that's the thing that Microsoft took away with Windows 10. You can sort of hack that, but there is no on or off button for updates anymore. Windows just, is going to push
it. But that's the OS. That is Windows 7 or Windows 10. That does not include if you're using Firefox, or if you're using Google, or you're using whatever. They're going to throw their updates in. So you may eliminate some of them, but you're going to get these updates, constantly updates. it's just it's vicious. I hear music.
I said all I need.
I need to get back outside. And
All right. Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it as always. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank, fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Yeah. Welcome back. Thanks, Jerry, for sharing Brave. I don't think I was aware of Brave. Like I said, it's been a while since I really played around with browsers, especially, you know, everything except the mainstream stuff seems like bleeding edge stuff, and that just isn't fun. Some of them are, you know, they're some of the bleeding edge browsers, like Jerry said, they update themselves, and sometimes you get stuff messed with, and that's not fun. But Brave looks promising. I think it's interesting. You know, on the homepage, you are not a product. Why use a browser that treats you like one? Enjoy private, secure, and fast browsing with Brave. That's kind of cool. But what's interesting, you know, you click on the content creator section. Performance is cool. That's interesting to see the privacy and performance as you scroll down the homepage. But if you click on the content creators link, that's cool. You've tried everything to get paid for good content. Now there's an easier way. Become a creator. Introducing Brave Rewards. In the good old days, publishers created content and ads paid the way. But ad blocking has grown significantly over the last few years. Now over 500 million people use software to stop ads on their mobile and desktop devices. How does it work? Readers may choose a monthly contribution amount, which is divided among the publisher sites they visit most. As Brave grows, so does your revenue. That's pretty cool. And that sort of reminds me of what Jaron Lanier has been saying, you know, inverting the inverted paradigm and model that has sort of grown out of this monolithic web experience. I really think anything that can be done to, you know, siphon traffic away from Google, because it just happens. I mean, it's, you know, in America, this, we have these micro examples, and you know, based on the growth cycle, they happen pretty fast. I mean, we can see in, you know, 7, 8, 10 years what usually in life takes 100 years to learn these lessons, 100, 200 years. And you can see it with the growth of a company like Microsoft or Google or Facebook. It becomes a monolithic, you know, way for someone, not the figurehead, but someone to reach through that monolith and, you know, mess with people in high leverage sorts of ways that are, in my estimation, anathema to our American way of life. And so, you know, I just don't think that we should support that kind of stuff. So this is interesting. I'm definitely going to check it out. Thank you, Jerry. And just to finish the thought real quick, I will do a show. I mentioned a while back I was planning on doing like a DIY VPN show. Glenn mentioned what he mentioned. That's good stuff too. And, you know, a VPN, like he said, you know, to whatever degree of privacy built into a browser. I haven't experimented with that feature in Opera, but I think it's cool, and everybody should be doing that, you know, unless there are reasons not to. Speaking of DuckDuckGo, it has a browser add-on called Privacy Essentials, I think, and it does a number of things. You know, you can it just natively blocks stuff. It's sort of the opposite of that old, all of those old bars, you know, the toolbars that you get in Internet Explorer and all the other browsers, but especially Internet Explorer. Seemed like it was uniquely susceptible to the, you know, the weather toolbar and the gambling toolbar. You know, you can play the slots right on your toolbar. So the Privacy Essentials shuts a lot of things off and actually ranks the websites that you visit, the pages, in terms of privacy. And imagine every, you know, Google-oriented page you go to, whether it's Gmail or YouTube or whatever, DuckDuckGo rates those pretty low. They usually get a D, D-minus, the Google pages, because they're invasive. But, you know, back to the Brave browser, that model, the content creator model, that's what Jaron Lanier has been advocating, and that's a way to, you know, restore a proper balance, I would say. And that wouldn't be a bad thing. I mean, I'm just, this is at a glance. I don't know anything more. So, you know, for what that's worth. Stick around. We'll be right back after the short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. We're going to have to come back to this discussion for sure, because, you know, more people I think are becoming, I don't know. I think it's like a cyclical thing. You know, people got sort of comfortable with the Windows-based experience, and then there's the, you know, the Apple community, and that's generally, those are the two big camps and the respective product groups. There's been a little bit of cross-pollination in terms of products and things, but I think people are becoming more savvy, and products are getting better. Linux distributions are getting better and more performant, though it's still kind of glitchy and buggy, you know, to match up the right hardware with the right distribution combination. But with all of this spying and, you know, all of the performance degradation that you experience with the wars, like what I mentioned, you know, with the ZDNet article that I read today, former Mozilla exec, Google has sabotaged Firefox for years. You know, you have those kinds of things going on. I think people are really starting to become more scrutinous consumers of these products, which I think would be good. I will say, you know, just in the break, you know, looking at downloading the Brave browser on Google Play, it wants access to device and app history, location, photos, media and files, camera, and microphone, which kind of makes me go, that's interesting. The model sounds promising, though, so we'll have to come back to this, you know, in the discussion of the best browser for privacy and security. PureVPN has a post on that, best browser for privacy and security in 2019. Best browser? Google Chrome, Safari, Mozilla Firefox. Nah, that's, you know, that's, yeah. Who paid for that article to be written? So we'll definitely come back to that. Like I was saying, I've been, you know, I started out thinking I should do a show on DIY VPN because there are people promoting products, which is fine. You know, you need to decide what you want for your experience. You know, are you tech phobic? Then sign up for a hosted web-based VPN. Do you have slow connection speeds? Maybe the same. Maybe you do something web-based. Do you have extra hardware laying around? You interested in tinkering with a Raspberry Pi or similar technology? And then, you know, other options. And a lot of that probably sounds scary, but I think that people need to start seriously considering. We all should be using a VPN, and you know, in doing that, you basically help sort of push Google out of the ad business. In other words, instead of being accidental products on the web, we can be intentional consumers on the web, if you will. I mean, there's obviously some problems with those terms, but instead of just having your data used and you being used as a product, we can do something about that. And you can sort of kick Google out of the ad business de facto, if you will, by masking a lot of that web traffic. Then Google doesn't get paid for things that it shouldn't get paid for, quite frankly, I believe. And, you know, people might say, well, what would happen if we didn't have Google? Well, we did just fine without Google. In ways, I would argue we were doing better. And that seems to be sort of the spirit of the Brave browser, if I can, you know, take it at face value. You know, that little image, the guys with the barcodes on their forehead, the girl with the little beanie there, you're not a product. So we'll definitely come back to that. And so the concept of DIY VPN, which is easy, there are videos for anyone interested. You can just go search for a video on that and watch a 10-minute video and set up your own VPN. It's not terribly difficult. And, you know, even guys like Waz have said for years, everyone should be doing it. So and then there's additional stuff. You know, there's the browser, security, passwords. I don't type anything in a box online. I type in a text editor. I mean, I would say 90, 95% of the time, always if I'm not being lazy. And I've talked about the blockchain and cryptocurrencies. Obviously, that was yesterday's broadcast again. So anyway, we'll come back to that. But I really want to get to this, Pete Buttigieg, back to Mayor Pete. So the article, we'll go to the phones here in a second, but the article, so I said some things, for those who didn't hear, want to know my thoughts. I've been feeling like this is coming sooner than later, not really excited about addressing this subject, because this guy is trouble. Like I said yesterday, it's the tar baby. It's going to be messy, Talking about this guy is going to foment controversy. I really believe that's what it's in part intended to do. And so, I'm not anxious to go down that road. But I said some things yesterday, and then I saw this New York Magazine Intelligencer article after yesterday's broadcast, and I just thought, see? And so it's, the title is Mayor Pete is the Democrats' folksy heartland hope. Really? And, has this, what the heck do you call that photo? That's a particular photo style. Can't think of the colloquial reference at the moment, but him with the, gazing up into whatever, the big old grin. And it says, Wonder Boy Pete Buttigieg is a gay Harvard alum, fluent in Gramsci. Yes, that's Antonio Gramsci. We'll get into that. Joyce, James Joyce, and Norwegian. And he's the Democrats' folksiest heartland hope. Really? So, just kind of jumping to the punchline that sounds like it was written for what I was saying in yesterday's broadcast, there's this paragraph that starts with sick of old people. Sick of old people? He looks like Alex P. Keaton. Scared of young people? He looks like Alex P. Keaton. Religious? He's a Christian. I think we need to define terms, like I said yesterday. I would not. Yeah. He's a Christian. So-called atheist? He's not weird about it. Wary of Washington? He's from flyover country. Horrified by flyover country? He has degrees from Harvard and Oxford. And he's a Rhodes Scholar. Isn't that fun? Make the president read again? He learned Norwegian just to read Erland Lowe. Traditional? He's married. Yeah, again, the state may call it that, but God would not. Woke? He's gay. I'm ashamed of myself for using that term, by the way, but it's in the article. Way behind the rest of the country on that? He's not too gay. Worried about socialism? He's a technocratic capitalist. Worried about technocratic capitalists? He's got a whole theory about how our system of democratic capitalism, quote unquote, has to be a whole lot more democratic. If you squint hard enough to not see color, some people say you can almost see Obama, the inspiring professor. You see what I'm saying? That's what I was talking about yesterday. Oh, and he's the son of an immigrant. Yeah, we'll get into that too. A Navy vet, speaks 7 foreign languages in addition to Norwegian, Arabic, Spanish, Maltese, Dari, French, and Italian, owns 2 rescue dogs, and plays the piano. He's actually terrifying. What mother wouldn't love this guy? So this is, like I said, the guy who checks every box. You thought Obama was bad, just wait. Skipping ahead a little bit, David Axelrod, Obama's longtime strategist and now Buttigieg friend, observed that, blah, blah, blah. Skipping ahead, Axelrod said, we know, David Axelrod, old school bad guy. So skipping ahead, Axelrod said there are 2 ways to look at the race. You either beat Trump at his own game and alienate crucial voters in the process, or you build a bridge for people who may have voted for Trump and who may like some of the things he's done but are troubled by him. Doesn't this sound exactly like what I was saying yesterday? So Buttigieg is uniquely able and willing to do this, Axelrod said, because such voters helped him get reelected, parenthetically, with 80% of the vote, when Mike Pence, a born-again Christian and zealous opponent of the LGBTQ community, was the governor of Indiana. And by the way, they know each other, and that's kind of why I said WWE yesterday. Maybe we'll get into that. We won't go too deep today, but we'll probably touch on some of a lot of this stuff. Buttigieg is often asked how he would defend himself against Trump in the debate stage or once the insult comic campaign alter ego logs back on full time. He always says the same thing, that you'll never be able to beat him with a savage one-liner. That beating him will mean ignoring him to some degree so that someone else and their ideas can get some oxygen. Anyway, you can see what I was talking about, and there's more. And so just to sort of prime the pump real quick, I mean, I have said back in 2006, I had a conversation with my grandmother, and that was the World War II generation who, there were certain things, no, lines you did not cross, you know. And we have danced around Sinclair Lewis's It Can't Happen Here as a sort of emblematic mile marker. And I remember a conversation with my grandmother in the post 9/11 era on the phone. We're talking, and I said, you know, it's like we're living in a Stalinist sort of, and she went, whoa. My grandma didn't say things like that, and so that meant the conversation was over. I had crossed the line, and that was too far. But there were things that they remembered. They were acquainted with history, and sure, they were beguiled. We've talked about that on this broadcast, but there were lines they would not cross, and they didn't forget them. Now, here's an article in The Nation, published February 12, 2019, What a Midwestern Presidential Candidate Learned from Marxist Intellectuals. Pete Buttigieg's father was a Gramsci scholar. Oh, he was more than a Gramsci scholar. But he taught his son more about ethics than revolution. This guy is trouble, with a capital T. So just from the Nation article, when Pete Buttigieg joined the presidential race, he was the relatively obscure young mayor of South Bend, Indiana. Kind of like Barack Obama in 2004, speaking, he was the keynote speaker, right, at the 2004 DNC, wasn't he, if memory serves? Same thing with this guy. People say, where did this guy come from? He has been groomed. You know, really from very, very young, as, you know, Alan Watt tells us from time to time. So, relatively obscure, but a few savvy observers noticed that his father, a retired literary critic, was quite well known. In fact, Joseph A. Buttigieg was internationally renowned for his authoritative translations of Antonio Gramsci, Italy's most enduring Marxist intellectual. I mean, you know, what could go wrong with a guy who grows up under that tutelage? Joseph Buttigieg spent nearly four decades as a professor at the University of Notre Dame and produced the definitive English edition of Gramsci's Prison Notebooks, which Columbia University Press published in three volumes in the 90s and 2000s. This bit of Buttigieg trivia led some people on the left to wonder what it might say about the seemingly square, relatively centrist Mayor Pete. Right, he's a wolf in sheep's clothing, that's what it says. Maybe I'll leave that at that for the moment. You know, there are other articles. The Irish Times, How Did Ulysses Become a Talking Point in the U.S. Election? James Joyce's Epic Trends on Twitter. After Pete Buttigieg picks it as his favorite novel. And that's an interesting discussion. Big League Politics published an article couple of weeks ago, April 3rd. Media darling Pete Buttigieg's father was an anti-American Marxist professor at Notre Dame. Buttigieg, nobody mayor from Indiana, has been touted by the fake news as a serious presidential contender. Could his commie ties have something to do with it? I mean, that's pretty straightforward. And so what I would say, getting back to what I was saying in the conversation with my grandmother, if you asked folks 50, 60, 70 years ago, what's the difference between a Marxist and a communist? The average American would say, no difference. People have forgotten, you know, Red Scare redo, the McCarthy days, McCarthyism, a communist under every rock, you know, blacklisting, all of those things. We've just forgotten, apparently, in America. And now, you know, avowedly Marxist candidates are, you know, presidential hopefuls in America. Yay, America. We'll talk more about this when we come back. Stick around.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. Couple of final points, and then we'll unpack this a little bit. So I don't remember where it is, but at one point in the here it is. In the New York Magazine article, you know, Mayor of South Bend, Indiana, blah blah blah, you know, population 102,000, et cetera, et cetera. Who is Pete Buttigieg, or how do you pronounce his name, or should I care? You know, this is one of those things. See, before you can control and direct someone and their attention, you have to get their attention. And so this is the beginning of that. Candidly, I don't even know all the reasons why this is going so well, he told me. Candidly, I do. You know, friends with David Axelrod and friends, you know, Harvard, Oxford, Rhodes Scholar, checks every box. I don't know why it's going so well either. Could possibly be the reason. Another interesting article. Pete Buttigieg is a prodigy. He is a wunderkind. But is he perfect? That's an article in The Statesman, actually a blog post, I think. That was just recently, yesterday, I want to say. But, you know, look at his father. There's an interesting, you know, looking at these fathers. I mean, we've looked lately, you know, looking at Fred Trump. That's interesting. Charles Kushner is interesting. I talked about him before the 2016 election. Barack Obama, does he even have a father? You know, that kind of stuff. W, his father. H.W., his father. William Jefferson Blythe, does he even have a father? You know, look at what is happening. What a mockery. The office of the president has become, I would say, you know. And it's about to get worse. So you go to Joseph Buttigieg's Wikipedia page just for, you know, a nice pedestrian sort of jumping off point. Who is the father of this presidential hopeful? Career and personal life. Just a couple of points when we come back, and then we'll talk about this. A couple of points from his Wikipedia page, and then we will talk about this. Stick around. Third hour coming up right after the short break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.